I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Some of the best dads in the world are the ones you get mad at because they wouldn't let you be as grown as you wanted to be grown or as fast as you wanted to grow up, and certain things you couldn't wear because you just looked too grown, and certain places you couldn't go because it was just too grown, and certain things you couldn't do because only grown folk were permitted to do them. And because dad would hold your feet to the fire and said no when you didn't want dad to say no, you got mad. Sometimes you were sent to your room and washed your mouth out with soap. Remember that kind of thing? Embarrassed you publicly because you embarrassed yourself publicly. Made you come home early, wouldn't let you run buck wild. Made you save your money. Punished you when you truthfully you needed to be punished, whopped you but didn't abuse you. Some of the best dads in the world are the dads you got mad at a lot during your season of growing up, eating food from their table, sleeping in the beds that they provided, occupying space that you didn't have to pay rent for. My goodness, they set boundaries. They were neighborhoods you couldn't go in, streets you weren't allowed to cross, and houses you weren't permitted to visit. They were the timekeepers, you know, in your time management development. They were the ones that kind of orchestrated the time you had to play and do chores and homework, time to go out and time to go in. They assisted in your developing habits that you didn't realize would help you one day, like planning out your day and keeping your word. If you make a promise, you want to keep it. Make your bed, clean your room, pick up after yourself. Take your elbows off the table. Work first, play later. Eat your vegetables, brush your teeth, get a good night's rest, and don't put off tomorrow what you need to do today. Dad was the one that gave you that curfew and made you stick to it. Gave you an allowance after you earned it. Wouldn't get you the iPhone or the iPod until you were ready for it, and set time limits on the number of hours you spent on the internet and blocked certain television programs. Made you turn down the radio, didn't they? And you got mad, and sometimes you stayed mad until you were old enough to realize that dad was more right than dad was wrong. Maybe we need to say thank you to a dad today who had gone through hell just to raise heaven's gift to him, to the family, and to the world, whether dad lived with you or dad lived on the other side of town. I'm grateful and I appreciate my dad. My dad has gone home to be with the Lord, but I remember the seeds of faith and wisdom that my dad sown into my life. I'm also grateful that we have a presidential dad who is showing America that you can do the job and love your family at the same time, not just loving your job and doing your family. What do we need to do this weekend? Well, maybe we need to say Happy Father's Day to someone. Pick up the phone, make a call. Take dad to dinner or make dad dinner. Encourage a dad. Help them to participate in the lives of their children. Hug a dad. Say I love you. Say thank you. And if dad's no longer living, then say a prayer. I'm Vashti McKenzie. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.